Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Matthew, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
I'm glad you're still well. We've spent the whole day together.
Yes.
We've been together about 5 hours and 13 minutes now.
Stay with me forever.
Well, at least another hour, so.
All right. Close enough.
I was just thinking when that intro was playing, which isn't a long intro anymore since we speed it up. Mm-hmm. You think most people do a podcast with an introduction like that? You think they just cut and paste, like go ahead and start recording and then just drop that intro in when they're
Absolutely.
Done?
Absolutely.
I like to do it the old school radio way where we play that intro live every single time we do this.
Yeah, there's no cut and paste. But yeah, they absolutely
do. Yeah, they just do it like, I'll do it in post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cut it in post, do it in post.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Like, why are you editing it? See, I would take that shit out just then when I say editing. I wouldn't have been able to say shit if it was on the regular podcast either.
My mouth's dry, too.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm in some agua.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Again, I'm Matt Mann. He is 9, and
he's now
quenched his thirst and cotton mouth.
Yep, we're back again. Been at this over a year now, and we still haven't run out of stuff to talk about.
God, no. We have a running like little list. I do, like a notepad in my phone, and mm-hmm. I don't know if the ideas are not that good because I rarely have to present them or pitch them to you or whatever. But normally we'll just go off on a tangent, and this stuff just saves forever.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes we get to it though. You might have an idea, and then we might not get to it for like I don't know months, and then it comes around. And we do it, and it's good.
Yeah,
and it is good.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Man, I want to do something ambitious today. And it's not just going to be today. This is going to be multiple parts of this podcast.
Is this the ranker, we need to rank
yes.
something? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I want to rank the states, all 50 states.
All right. No, I love the idea. It's going to be a multi-parter.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, this is where we draw the lines in the sand with some people.
Yeah, and maybe with ourselves. We might disagree majorly on some of these.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
Oh, man. So do you want to go in alphabetical?
Well, I mean, if we rank them alphabetically, then what?
Well, not...
Alabama's first.
Well, yes. I meant to, like, to say... Because some of the... Obviously, I've not been to each of... is it 50 states?
Now, do you want to rank the states in order from last to first, or do you want to review the states? We could review them alphabetically, or we could rank them, but we'd have to put together a list.
I'd say just, oh, God, I don't know. I this is where I'm getting OCD.
Okay.
Because in my mind, I know them in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these states that I couldn't tell you maybe a single thing about. Like
yeah.
what I can't even tell you what TV in Hollywood says goes on there.
Yeah.
Oh, very ambitious. Because see, there's certain places that people say, Hollywood or whatever, say, oh, this is the place to go for vacations. And I know people who have went there and says it sucks.
What?
Phallic type items.
What, Hollywood or where they told you to go?
They said it was really nice.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood sucks, too. We've been there.
Hollywood,
that.
Oh, God. What did If you're upbeat and want to kind of feel down to earth and depressed, go to L.A.
Yeah, the homeless people there are like nothing you've ever seen.
Good Lord.
Unless you're from there, you've never seen. I'm telling you, if you've spent, man, I'm from New York. I know. New York homeless people ain't got nothing on L.A. homeless people. L.A. homeless people are their own breed. It's the most tragically sort of scary thing I've ever seen in my life.
No kidding.
You know, like the whatever the thing is behind the diner, behind the dumpster and Mulholland Drive, it's that on every corner in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It is a great movie. I love David Lynch.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks and all that, Blue Velvet.
Yeah. I mean, you told me, you said, hey, I want to do a ranking thing, which totally cool with.
Yeah.
You decide the way you want to do them. Again, I'll feel very strongly about some. Others I won't know that much about.
See, I don't think we can rank them from last to first,
no.
Just because we would have to do a lot of prep work before we did this podcast, and since we haven't done that, we can't do that now.
So what if we went in alphabetical order, broke them down, and then said I would put them in my top five or bottom five?
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that. By the time we're done, we can produce a ranking.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get through as many as we can today. I'll shoot for 10 or so.
All right.
Maybe more. We'll see. I mean, some won't take long. It might be 15. Who knows?
Okay. Starting with?
We'll go alphabetically then. We'll start with Alabama, capital city, Montgomery, largest city, Birmingham. Been a state since 1819. Population 5 million.
Million?
Yeah, 5 million.
First thoughts is Crimson Tide football, which kind of is like, oh, God. And it's because you're good. I mean,
yeah.
That's the only reason I would like, eh.
Well, it's better to think that than like George Wallace or the Klan.
Ah, come on.
Yeah.
But then I think about Midnight in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about Hank.
Hank Williams,
And
yeah.
I think about, for me, one of the greatest one-day road trips of my short existence on this earth.
To the capital city of Alabama, Montgomery.
Yeah, to go to Hank's grave.
Yeah.
You and I, that was it.
And eat barbecue.
It was great.
At a quaint little downtown joint.
And then I think of the Huntsville Stars, who would come to town to play our Greenville Braves.
And you think of the Birmingham Barons. But what about in the ways Alabama doesn't necessarily apply to us? What else does it have to offer? Like Muscle Shoals, the studio, all the recordings.
I don't know what that is.
It's a recording studio and a town.
Muscle Shoals?
Yeah, a lot of people went there to record music back in the day. They had a Muscle Shoals rhythm section was superb and featured on a ton of huge records that people didn't realize.
Yeah. When I was a kid, for whatever reason, I would have been scared to death, whatever. But I wanted to go to space camp.
I was going
to
say space. And you're going to say space camp. That would have been, yeah, that was in Alabama.
Yeah. I wanted to go to space camp. And then, again, one of the other sour things about it.
All the Nazis.
That's all the Nazis.
Yeah, who were given asylum in Alabama.
Yeah. And they still have the Braun Center.
Yeah.
Werner von Braun.
Yep.
Nazi scientist, worked for NASA. Also best friends with Walt Disney.
Alabama fought tooth and nail against civil rights, too. But again, that's a long time ago now. I mean, that's, you know. It's not the same Alabama. George Wallace is, A, he changed his stance, his outlook, and his mind. And then, B, he died. So a lot of things have changed since then, is what I'm saying. It's not that Alabama now.
But we also, but we behold them on their tradition of the good stuff that happened. But the bad stuff of their tradition, we push, you know, that we erase that part of.
Have you taken a history class in this country?
Not in 20 years.
Well, even then they did that. bad stuff, yeah. We're talking about the good parts.
Yeah, you know what? They're not in my top five or bottom five.
No, I agree with that. They're closer to the bottom than the top, probably.
Yeah.
All right. That means that next, alphabetically, if you're playing the at-home game, that would be Alaska. Capital city, Juneau. Largest city, Anchorage.
I did not.
Been a state since 1959. Population, 733,000. That's fewer people than upstate South Carolina.
Folks, he's doing this off the top of his head. Because that's where he keeps his Google glasses.
Yep, that's where I keep my Google glasses and Wikipedia.
Oh, man. You know, look, I'm going to be honest with you as an American male, American male, and tell you that when I think of Alaska, and it's the portrayal of pop culture and movies and TV and stuff, that when I think Alaska, I think cold, I think ice, I think I need a big fur coat.
I think grizzly bears,
and
I think no people.
I think I need those special shoes that look like tennis rackets.
I think you always want to see the Aurora Borealis. Well, there you go.
I would rather go to see it elsewhere.
Legal weed.
Legal weed.
Good weed.
Is that where Alaska Thunder Pussy's from?
No. That was Alabama Thunder Pussy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, we should have talked about that in the other side.
The drag queen, her name's Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
5,000? There's been that many of them.
Yeah, there's been a bunch. Good. So she's way better than the other 4,999 of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, I had a chance to go on an Alaskan cruise. It was going to actually be paid for. Oddly enough, I chose not to go because I thought that'd be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
To go on a cruise where it's cold.
Yeah.
Turns out it was beautiful.
Well, you could have just said the worst thing in the world, go on a cruise.
Well, yes, yes. But.
I love, ain't nothing I like better than being stuck on a boat with a bunch of people I don't want to talk to.
It's not in my list of want to visits. I don't like cold anything. In fact, you know. Probably most of my thoughts about Alaska are not politically correct in these days. And it's not for any fault of my own. It's just, you know.
Yeah, Alaska's at the top of my list. I'll tell you, Alaska's definitely
top five?
I'd love to go, yeah. I might not come back if I ever get to go. It's definitely in my top. It's definitely top 10, probably top five.
My gosh.
Because, again, few people, beautiful, grizzly bears and me.
Why do you not like people?
I like people fine. I just think there's too many of them around here.
Then quit telling everybody to get the vaccine.
I don't. I don't talk about it. I got mine. I don't care what y'all do.
I got mine.
Though I would like you to do it just because, you know, I want to get back to making public appearances and doing remote broadcasting type things.
Yeah.
We get paid for those.
Oh, sure.
We get paid well for those. Yes. We'd like to do those. And it's the fault all you sons of bitches don't get the shots. Can't do them right now.
That's very true.
Anyway.
That's really,
you do what you want to do. I'll get by.
No. Yeah. Mind your own business.
Relied on you for money. I'd be living under a bridge.
You know, that's very, revealing. I did not know that about you wanting, not only to visit Alaska, cause you're not even a known want to travel really anywhere as far as I know.
No, that's why I might not come back if I ever make it as far as Alaska. I'm like, nope, this is where I live now. Staying here forever.
You think Tiger Trans would go all the way up there?
Probably.
Yeah, Tiger Probably. Moving, not Tiger Trans. That's credit check.
Well, if Tiger Trans ain't there, I'd be even better shape.
besides Tiger, who's your favorite golfer?
So is Alaska another one that you think is not near the top or the bottom, somewhere in the middle for you, or what?
I was going to say, it would probably be in my bottom five.
Bottom five, really?
Yeah.
Natural wonderland in your bottom five.
Can I take it back out, though, if I go through some of these? I want to take it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, I mean, I appreciate their oil.
Yeah.
But they're so far removed from the country, and they're so close to Russia.
Ain't it great? The removed from the country part?
You like the Russia?
But they're close to the part of Russia that nothing is in.
That's true.
I mean, the
old Tartaria.
Like, the other side of Europe is where, like, Russia is. Mm-hmm. That's where all the cities are.
Yeah, but there's not, like, is there any, like, I know that the big cities, obviously, on the western side of Russia. But what is really over there? Like,
snow?
Serbia?
No, it's more towards the middle.
Where's the real...
Or Siberia.
Siberia is what I'm thinking
of. That's more towards the middle, I believe.
It is, really. So that's where they supposedly would send all the most heinous criminals in the world.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's just frozen prison, they
would call
it.
I think it's just snow.
Okay.
Like, whatever's above Mongolia.
Oh, yeah, the beef. Love it.
Yeah. That brings us to state number three on our alphabetical list, Arizona, which capital and largest city, both happen to be Phoenix. Population... over 7 million people. Been a state since 1912.
Hmm.
Desert, hot.
Yeah, that's like the opposite of.
Hot desert, full of retirees.
Nothing grows.
This is going towards the bottom of my list already. Hot desert, full of retirees.
Can they grow agave there? Is it only grown in Mexico?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Figure that out.
Agriculture.
Well, I mean, obviously not. Your power bill would be higher for you.
Yeah.
You know, man, it's beautiful, but again, I'm basing this off of Instagram photos and beautiful cinematography that I've seen in movies. You know, the sunsets there are beautiful, or the painted deserts they talk about.
Well, that's the Aurora Borealis, and you don't like it.
I could see it in other places that would be warmer.
They'd all be cold. If you can see that, it's cold.
Get off my Johnson.
Yeah, Arizona's going towards the bottom of mine. I don't like a hot desert full of retirees. That's all I needed. And then the fact that it's a political nightmare now, just a mess. Bunch of bored people, bunch of angry people. I'd be pissed off in the desert, too. I don't blame them, but still, I mean, Phoenix has the most kidnappings in America.
No shit?
Yeah.
Really?
It did a few years ago. Let me look into this and see if it's still like that.
I would just assume that that would be a coastal state.
It may have changed, but for a while there, Phoenix, I think, due to their proximity to things like... let's see. This is a story from 2009, but it was at that point the kidnapping capital. But it had a lot to do with the drug war and the cartels, because Phoenix is the huge city right there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's going in my bottom five.
All right.
But I can take it back out. So right now I've already got two in there. Jesus.
Yeah, you're gonna have a huge bottom five. You don't like any of the states so far, man.
No, I love America.
This next one is an interesting state, potentially. It's been a state since 1836. Population 3 million people. Capital city and largest city, Little Rock. Talking about Arkansas. Best thing about Arkansas is
Bill Clinton.
The Colin Ray song, Little Rock. And probably the Ozarks. They're there in Arkansas too.
Yeah, man. Gosh. That'd be some hiking. That'd be some You know, it's middle of the road for me, though. Again, I very little. Like, give me the entire state and tell me I can have my run of the place. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's middle of the road. I could do the middle of the road. Middle of the road's going to be easy for this. We're going to find out that I want to get back to splitting up the states. Because there's just a whole bunch that I just don't really care for and don't really necessarily need to attend or visit.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch that I really, really like.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So if we could just make it like a some kind of little extra little thing here. I don't want another civil war.
I'm going to say that
Arkansas... And I don't need your civil woe.
I bet Arkansas is near the middle for me, maybe in the bottom half even, but...
Oh, we're doing bottom halves now.
Well, I'm just making kind of a rough list as we go that I can sort out later.
I'll keep up with mine.
Yeah, like so far, Alaska is the top because it's the one I like the most, and it's followed right now by Arkansas, then Arizona, then Alabama.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because those are the four we've hit so far.
Okay.
That's all the A states.
Okay. Southern Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Yep.
Next California.
Next one's the big one, nearly 40 million people. Capital, Sacramento, larger city, Los Angeles, been a state since September 9th, 1850. California. Cool flag with a bear on it.
Very, very evil state. Evil land, evil ground.
You think the whole thing is?
The part that hasn't split off yet.
It has. You can't just, I mean, it. You know, I mean, here we talk about, the mountains and the beach. But good God almighty, California has multiple mountains, multiple beach, multiple deserts. It has everything.
Paige, it's
such,
you hear
a,
that?
Such a huge state that it, I mean, it like it's, it has all the features you'd find in a country because it's that damn big. It's
right.
Huge.
You know, it used to not be part of this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look, you know, I'm looking at it from so many different situations. I'm looking at it from pop culture. I'm looking at it from sports. I'm looking at it from, really, I mean, pop, Hollywood movies, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at it as, like, the gold rush was way more historically than just a rush for gold.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there's just, you know the history behind Hollywood and Hollywood?
Yeah.
Okay. That, for that reason alone, I think it's, eventually that preacher who told me as a young child in 1982 that it was going to break off into the ocean,
mm-hmm.
I hope it happens.
It very well may. The people have wanted that for a long time. Actually, hold that thought.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, and we're back.
And I don't want it to happen. I'd like everybody to get out first.
Yeah.
I just think the land itself is, it's, you know, you can do away with things, but the spirit, the bad things stay there, I feel.
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, I'm not spooked by California. I just don't like 40 million people in any place. I mean, that's more people than Canada, and it's a big state, but ain't nearly as big as Canada, you know? So it's on my list now. It's definitely below Arkansas, comparable to Arizona, probably above Arizona.
And they don't seem to really give too much of a damn about their veterans there because they built them a park to go build to put their tents in. Well, that's it.
This is America, and we don't care about our veterans in this
some
country.
Some states seem to be a little more into it.
Yeah, at least they pretend. What they actually do is nothing, or very little, bare minimum.
I'll put it in my phone.
Yeah, make
future, future podcast. What can we do to do better for veterans? Not just a charity drive or a bullshit run, which those are great, but I'm saying something that will start and go.
Like, stop voting for these assholes.
All right.
The biggest thing to do would be stop voting for these people we vote for every time.
Well, I know, but people can say this, that, and the other and change your mind when they get in office.
Yeah, but we don't have to fall for it. We can see through some of it. We just choose not to.
Yeah.
We say, please lie to me, Daddy.
Call me Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, California is not near the top of my list. I like a lot of things about it, dislike a lot of things about it, and all the beautiful things about it I could find in other places I like better.
One of the greatest father-daughter trips in my whole life was with my kid there, but otherwise the rest of it sucked. That's where you and I got into a fight.
Yeah, that's where you found out what TS meant in that sex lady paper.
Huh? Hey, yep. At least I found out before I called the number.
Yep. The next state on our list, capital city, largest city, Denver. Been a state since 1876, home to almost 6 million people in Colorado.
Not only do I want to go, and it's not just because of the weed. Now, if I went there, and yes, I would, by God.
I probably wouldn't come back.
And, you know, the mountains are beautiful. Colorado Rockies, I don't give a damn about. Colorado Buffaloes, rest in peace, Leon White.
But I'm into some mountains and scenery and...
It looks nice, beautiful.
Snowy weather I like.
It looks beautiful. I know people have been there. I know we have P1s that listen to us there. I would put it in, it's in my top five right now.
Yeah, it's top of my list right now. It beats out Alaska for me. It's very top of my list as it stands currently, and it will remain near the top of my list throughout this entire thing. I'm pretty sure of it.
Okay.
Oh,
God. Here we go. I know what's next.
Yeah. Capital, Hartford, largest city, Bridgeport, been a state since 1788, home to 3.6 million people. It's time for Connecticut.
I first think UConn, and then I think insurance for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Connecticut. I think of pretentious assholes from New York who don't want to live in New York.
Yeah, but you get a lot of that, and then a lot of Connecticut's also right trashy. Like Delaware-level trash.
Well, that's the thing. Everywhere USA is everywhere USA.
Yeah.
Everywhere, generally speaking, has like a Dollar General-type store and a Walmart and an Applebee's and this and a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. But then you don't see that on movies and TV, and that's where a lot of it's based.
Well, you don't see Connecticut on movies and TV
There's
at all,
nothing
ever.
Yeah,
been I think state so long, and you got no personality.
Yeah.
No personality. You're just a suburb of New York. That's why currently at the bottom of my list is Connecticut.
It's in my bottom five.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been through it several times in my life. I've stopped there briefly, never spent the night there. Been through it, didn't like it.
I was briefly in it.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Yeah. That leads us to, this is another state on the East Coast. Capital, Dover. Largest city, Wilmington. Been a state since 1787, even longer than Connecticut. population, less than 1 million people, Delaware.
You know, it's that's one of those where I, Kobe Bryant, right? Isn't that where he, Lower Merion?
I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, no need for the two.
Hell if I know, but I don't
He's
know
so
that
saucy.
Much. I don't know that much about Kobe Bryant.
Well, I don't know shit about Delaware. Sorry, I'm not saying another bad word. I know. I'm not going to say another bad word. I don't know anything about Delaware. I can't put them in my bottom five because I can't give you any reason that I never think of them.
Yeah.
Just never. They're just middle of the road, not bad enough for me to not like.
Yeah, like, some of Delaware don't even have legal weed or anything. They're going to be towards the bottom of my list, I think, but not plumb at the bottom.
You said the F word. I didn't.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, just Alaska's name.
Yes, I know. You were using it for entertainment purposes only. Notations. Yeah. No hate on Delaware. I just don't know much about you.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. I mean, you're going to be towards the middle, but towards the bottom half of the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, this next state, capital, Tallahassee. Largest city, shockingly, Jacksonville. Been a state since 1845, home to almost 22 million people. Florida. I have a nice spot for you right near the bottom, sir.
I don't know if it's in my bottom five, but I'm going to put it near the bottom because, you know, here's the thing. First thought, Disney World. I've been there five times. Have I ever enjoyed it? No.
No. No.
No.
Florida is way too many people.
Yes.
To be a state of that size, way too many people.
It's too much of a hodgepodge.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I need some kind of tradition.
Yeah.
Other than the ones that you stole.
Yeah. Like, I love a lot of the things that Miami is famous for. I hate the hell out of Miami, though. I hate it. I'm not talking about cocaine. I'm talking about like, Cuban sandwiches and gay culture and stuff. Love it, but I hate Miami.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen enough of it. Like, I still want to go to St. Augustine. I just want to go to the oldest city.
Well, that's barely even in Florida. That's almost Georgia.
Well, okay. sports, you know.
You ain't going to a game anyway.
Well, not that, but just what have they offered? What have they done for Miami?
The Hurricanes of 30 years ago.
Yeah.
The Dolphins of 50 years ago.
Yeah. Jags.
The Buccaneers of last year.
Okay, there you go. Marlins.
Yeah. The Devil Rays, the worst stadium in baseball history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Seminoles.
Rest in peace, Bobby Bowden.
Rest in peace, that football program. After that loss to Jacksonville State.
Ron Simmons said, damn.
Yeah.
All right, so they're near the bottom.
Yeah, Florida right near the bottom. Also, I don't get along well with alligators. They're like snakes, but they got way more teeth and legs.
Chewed them.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Imagine a snake if it was a lot bigger with a lot of teeth and legs. It'd be an alligator.
Imagine a woman who had hair made out of snakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. You turn to stone if you look at her, though.
Oh, she drives a monster truck now.
She does. She does.
Smart marks. I love it.
Yep. Next state up, capital city, Atlanta. Largest city, Atlanta. Been a state since 1788, home to almost 11 million people, Georgia, which is really a very odd state to me. I've spent a lot of time in Georgia because I grew up right next door to it. You have Atlanta, and then you have the entire rest of the state.
Yep.
And that's how it goes.
Yeah. And it's all based on Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. You have Augusta, which is like a much, much smaller Atlanta that's stuck in 1953.
I was recently there for Inario's wedding, mm-hmm. and it was absolutely that.
Augusta's almost, like a neighborhood you would find in Atlanta, but stuck in time.
Nailed it. I mean, you lived there for almost a year or so. Yes, absolutely. It's very odd. Like, you step back in time, and also almost to the point where you're like, come on.
This is a little uncomfortable being stuck in this. This is a little uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not accustomed to all this.
But I love Savannah. Love Savannah's the hell out
great.
Of Tybee. But,
I love the mountains part, too. The northern part of Georgia is awesome.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And part of my family's from Winderwinder.
Now, the middle part of Georgia, like outside of, you know, Atlanta is not a nice place to get to go. It is not. There's nothing fun about visiting Atlanta.
There's not.
There's nothing pleasant about it. You're
going
to get harassed, accosted, possibly mugged by somebody.
Yep.
who started out asking you for money and then decided just to steal it. It's just not a nice city. It's not nice at all. There's nothing redeeming about Atlanta, man. It sucks.
Just the city of no.
Yeah,
I can't.
It sucks.
I've got to go.
Stupid baseball team owned by a huge corporation sucks.
You know what my favorite? What two of my favorite memories were of Atlanta?
Leaving.
Well, there's one. But I've been to all these great events, like concerts, yeah. All these different things.
Yeah.
They usually end in horror and misery and just like stupors and not good.
The last time I went to Atlanta, I was a half a dozen dudes went, and they're all good buddies, and we have a good time going and doing stuff. This time, we all were down there for about 30 minutes. We were all thinking, God dang, why did we come down here? We should have stayed home. We should have gone to Tribbles instead.
Dude, you're absolutely right when you say it's its own little entity. It's like Disney World is to Florida. It's like its own little thing.
Yeah.
And I hate saying that because the Braves and you know, the Omni in Atlanta and all that.
They ain't nothing
that's
anymore.
That's over. It's
Liberty
not
Media.
Thing.
Yeah.
Billy Corgan.
Yeah. Yeah. Georgia's, and then the middle two-thirds of Georgia, like North Georgia's cool and South Georgia's cool, mm-hmm. but that part in the middle's kind of just, ugh.
What would that, that's Winder and all that, correct?
Well, yeah, just because you got people from there don't mean it's nice.
There ain't nothing bad about it, though. There's not just really much to do.
There's nothing there.
There's people there.
There's not really anything to see.
Have you been to the Ty Cobb Museum and Hospital?
That part of Georgia is not particularly scenic. Yes, I have been to the Ty Cobb Museum and Hospital and the grave many times. Yeah, that part of Georgia isn't particularly scenic or anything. I mean, we're ranking the entire country, which is a beautiful place. That part of Georgia is not it.
Man, they're in my top five right now.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Georgia fine. I like Georgia more than you're going to think I like Georgia talking about them. But not
peaches
my top five.
And pecans,
not
man.
My top 10. We grow more peaches than they do, dude.
Listen, I don't do peaches, if you know.
You do if you eat them. We grow way more peaches in Georgia here in South Carolina. People need to realize. I'm going to put Georgia, like, around Delaware-ish.
My God.
Yeah, that means Arkansas and California ahead of Georgia on my list.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
The stars are gone.
Yep.
The bars will be next.
Yep. I'm going to check our time on our podcast. So we've been going about 29 minutes. We got time to do a couple more states. We've already hit 10. We're going to get close to 15.
Oh, can we take a break right now then?
No, we don't need to right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got to
keep
going.
Let's keep
going right now.
I wanted to do it once.
Oh, okay. I'll let you do the next one.
All right.
I'll give you double finger guns. Then
okay,
you'll know.
Cool.
Okay. that means the next state up, man. It's been a state since 1959, home to 1.5 million people across multiple islands, largest city and capital, Honolulu, as our daddies would say, Hawaii.
Hawaii. That's Hawaii. A place I've heard horror stories about, that it's beautiful. The world and TV shows, I remember any TV show that would go to Hawaii, it was always, oh, beautiful, they're meeting you with flowers everywhere and all this. I've heard from two different people from two different types of income statuses who say it's dreadful
mm-hmm.
and overly, incredibly expensive. Which you expect being out in the middle of the ocean, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But it's middle of the road. The world says it's paradise. I say it's too damn far away. The plane ride there would be miserable.
Yeah, plane ride would. That's why. But if you live there, you don't really have to leave that much.
Well, we're not talking about living there now, are we?
Well, I'm just saying, like, the plane ride wouldn't be. I mean, you know, I don't think the plane ride plays into how good the state is.
You're sounding like someone who's going to get on a bus and go somewhere and may not come back.
Well, that's what I keep saying about these places. I think it's not about how long it takes to get there from here. It's about how good the place is.
Well, I'm putting it right there. Next to Florida right now.
That far down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
plus
not going to be near the top.
The tropic punch didn't come from there either.
I don't like rich people, and I bet there's a lot of them in Hawaii.
I don't know.
You know me and rich people don't get along.
I don't like poi either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be...
Hawaii.
Yeah, I got it kind of towards... It's going to be kind of towards the middle of my list, I think.
Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho.
That's right. Capital city, Boise, home to nearly 2 million people.
Tatus.
Yep. And all the conservatives from California moving there, so that population's about to skyrocket. Idaho is a beautiful state. Oh, man, it is beautifully scenic.
But what does it offer? What's it? Potatoes. I mean, tell me what.
Well, they have potatoes. Yes. It has beautiful scenic locations, man. I mean, it's more of a natural state.
Is it better than the Ty Cobb Museum and Hospital?
Far better. Sparsely populated is Idaho, if you like that. But get all seasons of weather.
Feminists should ask them to change the name of their state.
Yeah. A lot of people there have guns, but you don't see that many people.
I put a middle of the road right now. I got really no thoughts either way.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest, those states out in that area are all really nice. Idaho, not the nicest, but not the worst either.
Yeah.
So it's, I think Idaho's one of those places that's kind of like a hidden gem still in America to some extent. Not that many people know that much about it, but a lot of people would love it if they went there, I think. I've never been, but I'd love to go.
In the trends of moving around America, will that be like the place to go in like 7-8 years?
It's already there. It's like the hot spot now is Idaho and Montana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why our housing is going down here now?
Our housing's going up, right?
Oh, yes.
Still going up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some hot spots like Bozeman, Montana.
Tell me the next place to invest. Where will the next big trend be?
Easley, South Carolina. I want my property value to go up before I said that.
Yeah.
That brings us to next on our... God dang it, dude. We have to. Capital city, Springfield, largest city, Chicago, been a state since 1818, home to almost 13 million people. It's time for Illinois.
It's in my top five worst.
It's going to be near my list, too. Now, they do have legal weed, though. They just got, like, recreational and everything.
You know, you're starting to make me and others think that you smoke marijuana.
Well, what's you thinking that?
I'll tell you this, though.
Man, Chicago's cool, though.
What? Okay, you've been.
Yeah.
What was cool about it?
Just a cool city, man. It's a really cool city.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't go to the parts where you might get shot, it's great.
Where would that be?
Well, most of the city is fine. It's like any other city. You stay out of what, if that looks like a bad neighborhood, don't go down that street.
Pop culture tells me I will be murdered.
No.
Every weekend it would be like, 4,000 people were shot to death this weekend in Chicago.
Well, you know what pop culture told you before that? Pop culture told you The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, Home Alone, Adventures in Babysitting.
Listen here, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I sat here and told you that
Blues Brothers.
A lot of this off pop culture.
Yeah.
And only, they can't even agree on their favorite baseball team, for God's sake.
I'll tell you what sucks about Illinois, that some bitch is flat, like you can see 4 miles, and it sucks, because I'm used to hills.
Yeah.
I want my hills.
I just, it's in my top five of worst.
It'll probably be like my lowest legal weed state.
Again. Starting to wonder about you.
But yeah, it ain't anywhere near the top. Oh, man, we just keep going. These I states.
Hurry up before they add Puerto Rico.
Yeah, these I states are kind of rough. We'll hit one more of these. Largest city and capital, Indianapolis. Been a state since 1816. Population nearly 7 million people. Indiana. I hate Mellencamp.
I hate
the thought of Indiana.
I do. That okay.
Connecticut got company now.
Can we now change the name to Native Americana?
No, it's Indiana. I would like it more if we changed the name to Native Americana.
I'm going to write that down as a future joke. You may see this on your Twitter feeds later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. My top five is now four full. I may have to take somebody out. This is fun.
Your top five or your bottom five?
Top. Bottom.
Bottom five,
ooh,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, you got a lot on your bottom five.
Yes.
You're gonna
I've
have
actually
40.
Hit my five now.
Batman Time We're Done is going to have 37 states in his bottom five.
It sounded like you called me Batman.
I did, didn't it? I got to take a drink of water, I think. Let me get
I laugh
bottle.
Like the Joker.
Well, before we move on, Batman.
Hey, Nine, let's take a break for a second.
There you go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is fun. That means the next state on our list, we're still in the eyes, but we needed the break between Indiana and this next guy. Capital city, largest city, Des Moines, Minnesota, since 1846, home to 3 million people, Iowa. Home of caucuses.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They're right here in the middle of the road. I put them right smack dab beside Idaho because I think nothing really about them. I couldn't tell you. Again, give me the run of the state. I can't tell you where I'm going, what I'm doing.
I mean, you basically have given me Illinois without the legal weed and Chicago. So you're going to get towards the bottom.
Okay. How do you feel about prohibited weed?
I don't like it.
Okay. Just want to get your. I want to find out the real you today.
I'm not a fan. Okay. So our next state up, Iowa didn't take long. That's good. This next one might not take too long either. Capital city, Topeka, largest city, Wichita, been a state since 1861, home to almost 3 million people. Talking about Kansas,
I am putting them smack dab in the middle. As I kind of like the thought of you. Your state,
yeah,
but I couldn't imagine living there because all the tornadoes.
Yep.
I enjoyed the movie Twister, but other than being super flat and tornadoes and Jayhawks, I don't know that much about you.
Twister wasn't in Kansas, was it?
Well, in my mind, it was. Okay. Don't ruin it for me. It was in Texas, I think. Actually,
I think Oklahoma.
Well, don't look it up. He's looking it up.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it's. I think on my bucket list, whatever,
Oklahoma.
Bullcrap, take that out in post.
I'm always right.
Well, with the fingers of Google.
I knew that beforehand. I said Oklahoma before I died.
I think before I die, I'd love to do one of those storm chaser things, mm-hmm. but only if I'd like had weeks to live. You know what I mean? Like if I had years to live, I don't want to do it, but if I had weeks to live, I'd take this chance of getting thrown around by a tornado.
If you only had weeks, you probably wouldn't even see a tornado. Trying to chase them, I mean, you don't see them all the time just because you chase them.
Well, my make-a-wish would be immediately they see one, throw me in the eye of it.
But they don't happen that often, you know? It's not like they're every day.
Either. I just want to see what that would really feel like if I didn't have much to live.
I'd like to see what it looked like from a distance.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Disney, make one. That experience. I'd go to that, Gatlinburg, wherever.
You know they will. All right, so Kansas, kind of middle of the road, right?
Yeah.
Kind of. Next state up, capital, Frankfort, largest city, Louisville. Been a state since 1792, home to 4.5 million people. It's Kentucky.
I did not know Frankfort.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yep, you didn't watch enough Justified.
I've never watched a single episode.
Another pretty state, man, pretty state.
It's, I think about what it's done for pop culture, the world, society, and things like that.
Gave the world Dwight Yoakam.
Okay. How do they feel about marijuana?
I don't think they like it.
Really?
Nope.
Can you smoke bluegrass up there?
You can.
Oh man, it's let's just say it would be in my top six.
Top, wow, you like it that much. At least as we stand right now.
Dude, whiskey, fried chicken.
Yeah, you got me, all right. I like it too. I love Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kentucky doing pretty good. We like Kentucky for some reason, which brings us to the first of many, many, many states that begin with M. This one, capital, Augusta, largest city, Portland. Many states is 1,800. No, wait, we missed one. My bad. We missed Louisiana. Shoot.
Louisiana.
I was trying to jump on to Maine. Yeah, capital, Baton Rouge, largest city, New Orleans, many states since 1812. War of 1812. Home to 4.7 million people. Louisiana. Ugh.
Absolutely. I mean,
I don't like swamps, dude.
God, I got 1, 2, 3. I now have 7 in my bottom 5.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not, I'll have to do some rearranging. But yeah, I think stink. I think, God, the weather sucks there. Move. Like, get out. It's not going to get any better.
It's hot and muggy here. It's worse there.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Louisiana's like Florida with less people, so I like it a little better.
Okay.
That's me in Louisiana. So it's going to be near the bottom.
Near
though.
The bottom, yeah.
All right, now we'll move on to that.
I love the accent there.
The great accent. Yeah. Now we'll move on to that M state I was trying to get to, where the capital is Augusta, largest city is Portland, Minnesota state since 1820, home to 1.4 million people. Maine, home of lobster.
Augusta, Maine.
Yep.
Another one. Yep. You could be pulling the wool over my eyes right now.
Yep.
Middle of the road, don't have any real thoughts. I think lobster.
Maine's a top half state for me, certainly. Maybe even top 10-ish.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. One thing that is a drawback about Maine is big fans of Pepsi Cola there. Like, everything's Pepsi in Maine.
Oh.
Not many people know that. That's something I happen to know. A trivial thing about Maine I know is that everything's Pepsi-centric in Maine for some reason.
That means there's a lot of KFC Taco Bells there.
Not a lot of Coca-Colas, though. And you like Coca-Cola.
I love it.
You love a cherry Coca-Cola Zero.
That's the only good thing about Atlanta.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. I like Maine. Fully legal recreational and medical cannabis there.
Really?
Fully legal, yeah.
Kenny Bunkport is there. I know Bush would go there.
Yeah, no, there's just beautifully scenic state. There's a cool desert in Maine, too. You don't think about a desert in Maine.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to keep up with fashion there. Like, I wouldn't be wearing linen pants and, you know.
No, I think if you want to keep up with fashion in Maine, you'd go buy stuff at Sam's Club 5 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm good.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I think lobster. Actually, it makes me hungry.
Yeah.
What do you think the best lobster really comes from?
Probably Maine, man, or somewhere up that way.
Yeah.
Where, you know, cold weather.
I prefer mine to be scalded right out of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you taste the adrenochrome a little better in those.
Yeah, check this out. It's the desert of Maine. I have pictures to show you. If you want to see it where you're listening, you can Google the desert of Maine.
Oh,
not
wow.
Many people realize there's a desert in Maine, but there's a desert, and then it's right by these beautiful evergreen trees. It's such a nice contrast, such an interesting thing that exists. Yeah, Maine is incredibly beautiful.
What is with that with history? Like, where there's been, like, obviously there was some kind of natural disaster there in history, correct?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you see these huge mounds all of a sudden, and then there's absolutely, like, just desert, and then you see these beautiful evergreens growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yep.
Because you'll see in those wildfires out in, like, California, you will see where houses and everything were just taken down, but then trees are still growing.
Let's see. It's not a true desert because it receives an abundance of precipitation. It's glacial sand dunes surrounded by a coastal forest in the town of Freeport, Maine.
Okay. So that just means that the water was way more inland than there. And it's on the eastern seaboard, so it obviously was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That means we have time to move on to another.
You're like me, man. There's more you don't like than you do.
Yeah. Capital city, Annapolis. Largest city, Baltimore. Home to 6 million people, Maryland. I like Baltimore. A lot of people do not like Baltimore. I enjoyed my time spent in Baltimore. I had no issues there. I thought it was fun. The seafood was great.
Yeah. I've never been. I'm just going to put it in, you know, it's down there in the middle of the road list. I can't, you know, tell you that. I have too much to think about it.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about it, but I enjoyed Baltimore.
I always
the D.C. suburbs suck.
WCW or NWA would go there and do, like, big events and stuff. I'm like, what? Why are y'all doing Southern wrestling out in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it'd certainly be ahead of like Illinois for me in the bottom of the list, but it's behind a lot of it's going to be towards the middle, toward the bottom third, maybe.
Yeah.
this next one, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and write it down.
This next one here, largest city, capital city, mm-hmm. both Boston, been Boston. A state since 1788, home to 7 million people, Massachusetts.
It's, you've been there, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Why? What was your bad experience?
Remember all those things you said about Connecticut?
Yeah.
Like that, but worse.
I had a very pleasant time there.
Boston was the, like, you know, people talk about the people in New York being rude. Nah, Boston's rude. New York's right friendly.
My God.
Boston people are not, friendly.
Now, New York, I will say, again, pop culture, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can get shot and people are rude. Very nice people there. I had a great time in Boston. So, and the seafood was awesome, and the history was awesome. I loved the tours and visits and stuff. So, I'm going to put them in, like top 10.
All right.
I can't believe I'm saying it.
I can't either, man.
I've been there. I enjoyed it.
I thought more of you than this.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
That was a weird damn laugh you just did.
Plus, how many people you met from there that you really liked? Not that many.
None. Exactly. I've not met anybody from there.
I've met a few from there. I liked a couple of them, but not that much.
My sister moved there and moved back.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, sorry. This next state. Capital, Lansing, largest city. Detroit, been a state since 1837, home to 10 million people. It's time for Michigan. That's right, Stone Man.
Cold. Man.
Yeah, cold. Yeah, Lake Michigan's cool, though. I mean, they got like actual beaches there. Unless you can go right across to Canada, man. That's nice.
It's
legal weed.
It's near the bottom.
Yeah, it's not going to be near the top, but it's like Michigan I put in.
Seems unsafe. I don't want to drink the water there.
In league with, say, Kentucky-ish in that range for me. It's going to be right near the middle.
The Taliban has an influence there.
I don't believe so.
That's what I read.
I don't believe so.
On your blog.
Not my blog. I don't have a blog.
Yeah.
I have no blog.
Hmm.
I'm going to check our time. We might be about to. Yeah, we. All right, we got to wrap up in a few. You want to hit one more state first?
Yeah.
All right, we'll hit one more state, and then when we come back, we'll do...
Isn't it crazy Detroit used to be Rock City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's barely a city, right? Yeah. No, it's coming back. It's coming back.
It actually is. That's what happens. Anytime you can buy a house for $1,000, buy it.
Yeah.
Because if you can pay the land taxes on it for a little while, the taxes on it, it's going to come back because they're going to gentrify it, and you're going to make some money. We missed a boat on Poe Mill, Jimmy. We could have owned C Street.
Yeah. So this will be 23 states we're going to do today. That means we'll come back and hit you with the rest next week.
Yeah.
So the 23rd and final state for today, after I went back and counted them, thank you for the filibuster while I was counting.
Oh, you're very well. It's from the heart.
Capital city, St. Paul, largest city, right across the river, Minneapolis. Been a state since 1858, home to 5.7 million people, Minnesota.
Just the way I can't stand
10,000 Lakes is a lot.
That accent. And I know not everybody's going to talk that way, but
yes,
yeah. I don't know what I would do there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to the Metrodome. Is it closed?
Yeah, the Metrodome has been torn down, I believe.
See, so yeah. Why would I go?
Yeah. Not a legal recreational state. The 42.5 grams or less of cannabis is considered a petty misdemeanor.
Is it a woman, her body, her decision?
Probably.
Okay. I was just asking.
Probably.
Keeping it level.
Probably in Minnesota. I like Minnesota as a state. I think that it's cold. It's way too cold for me. That's the big drawback. Is it everything about it except the cold I would love. But that kind of cold they get, man, ain't nothing I want to feel.
And plus, like, I'm basing this off of just a handful, but, like, every dude there will beat the hell out of you.
Well, because of wrestling?
Yeah.
Because the Road Warriors and Mr. Perfect and Ravishing Rick Rude. So many.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. So many bad dudes come from Minnesota.
Basing off one thing.
Minnesota.
A Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys.
I like Golden Gophers better than regular kind, though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, and TV's coach was based there.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
So I'm going to put Minnesota just middle of the thing.
All right. That means that when we come back next week for another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys, we're going to kick this off with Mississippi.
Oh, boy.
Kick it off in style. The state that I know Matt has strong opinions about.
I have very strong opinions.
You'll find out all about that next week.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P.
Yep. Yep. That's the one. So next week we'll do that one. We'll start off right there, and we'll take you all the way through Wyoming.
Yeah. Spread the word. Let everybody know. And let us know if we're wrong about what we said. Hey, man, you guys are crazy. I live there. Seafood is good.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Catch us on social media, and please spread the word. Subscribe and like and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed doing this. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. We'll talk at you again every day on the Rise Guys Morning Show next week on After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.